Another Wee Bombastic Few episode. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, this is 61. I believe that's confirmed this time around, unlike Brent's lies that he tried to introduce you to last week. Speaking of Brent, would you like to introduce yourself?
Only if you subscribe to linear number theory.
Which I do not, because why would I?
Exactly. I bet you linear number theories, specifically something other than a linear number theory, exists out there, right?
Non-linear number theory.
Exactly. That's what I subscribe to. And you can trust me because I have a minor in mathematics.
You can trust me because I'm the math guy. So with our powers combined, I get somewhere.
61 doesn't exist. 61's not a real number.
And I'm Daniel.
Yes. Playing Brent's sidekick today.
Yes.
Unashamedly. Today's segments, we have mini qualgrithm, like always. And by always, I mean most recently. And then a hypothetical, because what is a podcast without a hypothetical? And 7 degrees of separation, and Brent will run us through that inside of segment C. Before we get started, though, the manager has been putting in some work on a certain social media platform and has gotten a little bit of traction, a little bit of communication with other people. So hopefully the manager brings in those people. If you're listening to the first time, shout out to you, random Twitter people, because you're loved and welcomed.
And I feel like the manager should have a name.
It's weird that he doesn't, and it's been so many episodes.
Well, it's been a reoccurring thing.
Frederick deserves better.
Which is why I've left the
manager.
How are you
going to shaft Frederick like that for 61 episodes? How have we not brought up Frederick for 61 episodes?
He's more than just the manager. He's Frederick.
The editor, however, screw him. He still doesn't get a name.
Yeah, that guy.
It's not even a him, it's an it. We're just going to call the editor an it.
We should make sure the editor cuts this out in post so that the editor doesn't hear it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Let's for real blame the editor. They uploaded a YouTube video that was accidentally compressed, and so the audio played at 3x speed for the first third of the video, and then there was no audio for the rest of the video. And it took them like a full hour to notice after it was uploaded and then fix it.
It sounds like something that a substitute for the editor might do.
No, I'm pretty sure it was the fault of they didn't know the editor was not able to do it, so the editor had to do it. It's a whole editor thing. You wouldn't understand because you're not an editor.
Yeah,
you
know, we're not the editor or substitute editor.
This is a very vital conversation and information you're bringing forth, because today's bombastic word is stumblebum, a clumsy person. And I believe the editor, or the stand-in for the editor, potentially was a stumblebum.
I wouldn't qualify that as clumsy, but
I think your argument is Philippendulous.
Philippendulous.
Yes.
Look at that. I think that's the first time we've ever brought over a bombastic word.
At least consciously.
It's not the first time, you fig hoot.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't want to floxinolophapilificate this entire conversation.
Okay, let's not bring in too
we
much
should move on.
FOMO material for our new listeners. If you want to hear Brent's and Daniel's FOMO jokes, listen to the other episodes and maybe you will feel involved.
What a feg hoot and salad is nothing to
floxinolophapilification.
And also blimps are air submarines.
Okay, and in an attempt to not be a stumble bum, I'm going to jump right into the second round of Lindsay's hot take. I thought I'd bring this back already because I feel like hot takes might bring more interesting topics than random whatever comes to my mind. And today's hot take is it doesn't do anything for me. When someone asks me for help and they say, can you help me with blank? Whoever said they would do it, but they work or they have to do this. Like why is that going to motivate me to help the person out? Like if I'm already going to help out or not. And if they work, obviously you know they work because this is like during the time of a normal 40-hour week workday. So why would you bring up that this person, you would have had this person do it if they didn't work? Like, that's a given.
You're letting the person know that you are by no means their first choice. It's like, listen, I really didn't want to come to you. This other guy said he was going to help me, but I had no other option.
Yeah, I just don't
understand. So I have to settle for you.
Yeah. You tear them down, and then they want to prove themselves. Yeah, exactly. To you.
They're going
to
try even harder to give you good advice and help you out. They're going to go the extra mile because they're like, I'm better than Frederick. I can manage better than he can.
Yes, sure.
Poor Frederick, but, this episode.
Yeah, like, in all seriousness, like, I get that they want to provide the information of they've went elsewhere to attempt to do it, to get someone else to do it rather than me. But why would that change? Like, that does not increase or decrease my ability or desire to help. So why even include, why is that saying a thing?
I wouldn't even say that's a saying.
I hear a lot of people say that.
You don't say.
But I just don't think it, I don't know what the qualifications for something to be a saying is, but it doesn't feel like it meets them, whatever those qualifications
something
are.
Something commonly
it's
said.
It's just information given.
All right. I feel like we should do a role play situation here. Lindsay, say the thing to Brent.
Are you asking me to put my own?
Yeah.
Hey, Brent, can you come over and cut my grass? My brother would do it, but he's at work. And
cut your own grass, you lazy son of a biscuit.
Sure. Does that help you?
Yeah, I think Brent turned it into a saying, and so I would give it sometime almost like Y as a vowel.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Sorry, I got distracted because I finished off my water.
You were not talking to the mic
sad.
Whatsoever.
Whatever.
He's angry.
I'm furious. I was also furious the other day when I was typing and I sausage fingered my letters, and instead of typing the word ghost, I typed GJIDT, which all the letters are adjacent to the letters I meant to type, but slightly off. And autocorrect did not recognize I was trying to type ghost. Or no, I'm sorry. Like, if I did that, sometimes it'll recognize, oh, these letters are all next to where you're typing. He wants ghost. I got my story back. I'm sorry, I should have read my notes better. The one that made me mad is I accidentally typed strategy as startegy, and it didn't know I was trying to type strategy.
Autocorrect is the, like, it was the first AI, and it is the worst AI. And I think it's by law they have to keep it the same.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to improve upon it.
I forget.
Whatsoever.
There was one that I typed the other day, and if I remember right, it was like the first letter was incorrect out of like a 7+ letter word. I forget exactly what it was, but like you would think that the AI or however you want to describe it would know what it is, but no, tragic story.
Like sometimes I'll like slightly mess up a word and it'll opt to think I meant to put a space in there and make two words that were both misspelled than one word with like two letters out of order.
Yeah.
I'll have it all the time, like you were saying, where like my hands are not, my like pointer fingers are not resting on F and J, and they'll be shifted by one, and then I'll type something out, and like I'll type a solid sentence, and it's like, what is this gibberish that I'm typing? Like, I swear I'm doing it right, and then you realize that your hands are shifted. And so my solution is we should just have one key on the keyboard, because that way you'd never lose where. I hear they might, I know of a company that's doing this, they might sponsor a future episode, But there's only one key, and so you don't have to worry about your hands being in the wrong place.
You know, this is an interesting point. If we switch to the Mark Twain system of writing that he brought up in that one, you know, famous satirical essay where he keeps removing rules of English to, like, simplify the alphabet, and the, like, every time he introduces a new rule, he starts writing his, like, reasoning it with that rule, and so by the end, it's, like, totally broken English, or, it, like, everything looks wrong. But he's like, yeah, we don't need the letter X. We could just use CKS. And we don't really need the letter C, because sometimes it makes a K sound, sometimes it makes an S sound, and, you know, stuff like that. So if we did that and then removed all the letters that he thought we should remove from the keyboard, it would be much harder to mess up in that way, because, well, there would be less keys to press.
You know, Hawaiians only got 13 characters, right? So if we start with Hawaiian and then work our way down, I'm sure there are a couple redundant letters within Hawaiian, and we just need to, vowels, consonants, they're the same thing when you really think about it.
How many different sounds do we use with English?
That's a hard thing to quantify, because what do you qualify as a different sound?
I remember I saw this chart one time, and it showed, like, it was basically, like, how you position your tongue and how you, like, shape your mouth or something, and it, like, categorized how different sounds are made, and then there just are these empty spaces that we, no language uses for, like, this tongue position and this mouth, whatever. I was like, oh, this is interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, going back to keyboard, I heard the point that we should no longer, the argument that we should no longer use the standard staggered keyboard style, and we should go to a more ergonomic grid style layout keyboard, as our fingers are better at extending or I guess retracting, maybe, rather than going cross up into the side or down into the side. I wouldn't be opposed to learning that keyboard, like learning a more grid style keyboard.
Okay, so you know how, all right, interesting idea in my head, but you know how, like, on smartphones, a lot of them now have where you can swipe across the letters and it'll, like, smart guess the word you wanted. What if, to, like, Lindsay's point, we had keyboards that were just a screen, and, like, if you put your, whatever finger you put down first, it starts that as a word. But then you could use your other, like, any other finger to do another one at the same time, and it's registering the motion of both at once, but it just remembers this word came before that word. So, like, if I said me and you, then I would start with one finger on the me, and then at the same time I'm going and with my second finger and you, and then if it remembered which finger came down first, it doesn't matter which order I finish every word.
Two things. One, I don't think people's brains could keep up with that. Two, you said the me key, the and key, and the you key. So
you don't have those on your keyboard? Yeah. I just have, like, little macros saved because they're words I use all the time.
I mean, honestly, like, the word the, I feel like you could totally come up, man, let's just talk about keyboards the rest of this episode. Like, let's add the 10 most common words as hotkeys. Like, no one uses the function keys. Get out of here. That's 12 words we could have as macros.
The and you me, I is already a key.
All right.
Most common words in the English language.
Well, I was just gonna, yeah, exactly. Daniel, you have to look away.
Okay. I'm not looking.
In English. Okay. So the first one's obviously the. Can anyone guess the second?
And.
Yeah. I think it'd be an / and. Would those two be it?
And is number five.
So okay. I'd say
just realize it can't.
Family feud it.
It cannot hear you whatsoever from directly behind.
Oh, you're right. it can hear me a little
so
bit.
So I would. Is it just the letter A?
Yeah, it's on this screen now.
Okay.
Okay, it starts with a B.
But. By. Yeah.
All right, Daniel got it. It is but. But is the... Okay, that kind of makes sense. I was thinking B-U-T-T.
I mean, we talk about butts all the time. Mm-hmm. Everyone does.
Okay, it's be, like the verb to be.
Be. Okay.
Third most common. We're only doing the five.
Wait, well, do we get the letter? Just go for it. Or.
It's two letters.
Or.
No.
An.
No.
Of.
No. Of is no. Number four. No.
Two letter words.
Your hint
two.
Is
two.
Yes.
I just said that.
No, he didn't.
Oh my god. Why do I participate in this podcast?
Okay, and give me the 37th most common.
Ugly.
Four.
Unfair.
I can't believe you guys are this dumb. It's new.
So. Oh, silly me.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have known, I should have known that none of whatever fanboys is called for and or but or yet so.
Oh. Right. Anyway.
What are those called? This is going to bother
prepositions.
Me.
Prepositions. I don't know. I didn't.
There's no way those are prepositions because I didn't know what a preposition was for like years after I should have. I don't think I ever really learned.
Verbs,
I don't know what a preposition
conjunctions.
Is.
Conjunctions.
Conjunction.
I'm just gonna list
right.
Every part of
conjunction,
speech.
Conjunction,
vowels.
What's your function?
They're probably
I think they're
vowels.
They're conjunctions.
Pretty sure they're vowels. Anyway,
I've listened to Schoolhouse Rock.
Did you know that? So if they did studies, right? They put you in a room with no windows, and they give you a stapler, and also a clipboard, and on this clipboard is a picture of a face. And a multiple choice of four options of names. And they have you guess what that person's name is just by looking at their face. What would you guess people's ability to guess what the correct name is?
I'd say more than 50%.
I would say less than 20%.
So, Lindsay, why would you say 50% if statistically speaking you would expect 25%?
Because I forget... Like, this is just somewhat off a whim, but like I have heard some studies about some people knowing names, being able to guess people's names by their face. Like, some people, it just works for some people, and like how they look. So I'd guess, I'm just going to say 50% would be able to guess it.
Well, so like that is the phenomenon I'm speaking on, but without knowing a percentage, why would you guess 50%? That's very drastic.
Because it seems like, because it's a phenomenon that I've heard of, that like the number had to have been somewhat like notably large. So I went large.
Okay. So it is a crazy percentage. It's anywhere from 30 to 40%.
Okay. Yeah. I was definitely off, but I knew it was a big number. More than 25%.
Yeah. The lowest they got is 29%, which is just very... So there are, like, many studies about if you're, like, you conform to your name, basically, and based on those numbers, you would expect that.
So
apparently people do.
How do you... really like explain or try to like how do you formulate a theory that says that, like, do you say, okay, your personality, do you think it's like people picture, because like you can't just say other people tend to picture a certain person because this is a brand new face in theory, and I can't imagine the phenomena is supernatural enough that your facial structure would change based on hearing what your name is. So I'm guessing your personality somewhat is affected by it. Is that what people
new hypothetical, your name affects your looks and personality?
I mean, that is what this study is more or less proving. It is not the only factor, but it is a large factor.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different theories as to why it could happen. But honestly, so like the thing that interests me less is, so it interests me less that like the phenomenon, or I guess it's less interesting to me that people look like their names. What's more interesting to me is that people can identify what name someone looks like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the more interesting part. Because, like, specifically, there have been plenty of times where they ask a person, why'd you choose that name? And they just said, nah, I don't know, it's just instinct. Or that, like, just they look like insert name here. And I think that's the interesting part. And, like, they can, for example, one example they give, the name Bob, is tied to rounded features. And the one theory is that, like, the letters of Bob are very round. But I don't necessarily like that theory specifically. I don't know. I just find it very interesting that people can guess. Like, it's just crazy that you have a natural instinct as to what they do look like.
Yeah. I've heard of it, and I find it wild, but I obviously don't understand it as its own theory, a fully proven thing.
In this study, did they ever, like, show five faces and five names, and each name goes with a face, and you have to match all of them to the right one? I'd be curious to see how accurate it gets at that point when you have a lot of faces in the mix. You have all the right answers, but you don't know where they go.
Yeah. I didn't read the entirety of the study, but it's been done many times. It was not a single study, and I'd be interested to know if that variation exists, but I do not know.
I wonder if there's any study on how often people get, like, just a standard four question multiple choice one right. Does it fall strictly at 25%, or does it fall a little bit above that, which would correlate more to this?
Assuming that you have absolutely no knowledge on what the correct answer is, it would be 25%.
Well, yes, in theory, but if there was anything else to go on, ever so slight base information on the question from a class you took before or that led up to it, maybe
then just at that guessing, point it's not guessing.
Okay, well, but like maybe I mean, you can apply the same mindset, the same idea to this. Maybe it isn't 100% just facial correlation. It's just like multiple choice happens that some people just, it tends that they pick the right one out of four, like 30% of the time rather than 25. I wonder if the phenomenon reaches beyond this.
The situation you're describing is very similar to the situation early on in Avatar: The Last Airbender when they go to the Earth Kingdom and Aang meets his childhood friend Bumi.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts him through these series of riddles, and the last one, because Aang doesn't know it's Bumi for the longest time, and then Bumi's like, all right, your final test. What is my name? But he has to go off all this random information he's gotten from the other riddles.
Yeah.
I don't exactly see the correlation to what we were just talking about.
It's the same thing. He had to figure out the guy's name, and he had very small bits of additional information, like Lindsay was just saying.
But what I'm saying is that is no, like, the fact that there was any indicator whatsoever means that it's not pure guessing, which is what you would expect.
Well, right.
You would expect that there's absolutely no correlation or no knowledge that they could have about that person's name.
Yeah. I was just talking, yeah.
You just wanted to talk about Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Well, which Lindsay said made me think favor about it. I had to get it out.
I encourage it. I am wearing my Avatar: The Last Airbender t-shirt right now that my sister gave me for Christmas 2 years ago. So We can talk about Avatar for the rest of the podcast if you'd like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm also wearing my Avatar The Last Airbender t-shirt that my sister got me for Christmas 2 years ago.
I did not believe you.
This is a lie. Sorry. There's a Magikarp on his t-shirt.
It's related. Same universe.
That is true.
Okay, sure.
Speaking of getting universes mixed up and not knowing where you are, the bombastic quote for today. Not all those who are lost wander. And now, the hypothetical. So, the group that was doing this study on recognizing faces wanted to expand the scope of the experiment, and they received permission from all the governments. Everyone was deeply in support of this, and the Department of Transportation globally was a big funder to make this possible. And they wanted to be able to do like Lindsay said and have more additional information on people and see if their names could be guessed. And so they created almost this Truman Show-like situation where nobody has any privacy. Like, at any point, no matter what you're doing, anyone can look in and see you and know what you're doing at that exact moment, except for a small window of time from, like, say, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. So how would this change things? And would people be able to guess names on an even higher percentage?
So my first question, right? So, like, I'm curious why, I don't know, let's just say someone didn't show up on time for the podcast, right? Let's say I wanted to look up exactly what they were doing at that time. Is this like a Google search? Can I just, like, go on Google and search insert name here and then a time code?
Well,
and just
at this point, like, and this takes place in the future, canon future, and we all have augmented reality glasses, so you literally just have to, like, think about them and it just is projected onto your screen, I guess, through your
that
legs.
Makes more sense. I was picturing of it more like an Omegle thing. Like, you just, like, queue up and it pulls up someone random. Yeah. So you anyone could be watching you at any time.
I kind of like that. That we should do that one as a hypothetical. Is you can only interact with other people through Omegle, and that's the hypothetical. Anyway, that's next week. So
I explained this as you get, like, during this 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Time frame, which is we're going to set for the privacy hours, we are getting no additional privacy than we do today. So, like, if you are doing illegal gambling in your basement, people could still break into your house and see it at that time. It's just people cannot just, without warning, investigate what you're doing. So you have to put a tarp over your poker table in your house during the day, and then during this time you can consider your casino, but you have to have a bouncer at the door pretty much.
But if it's during the day, then they can see underneath the tarp, right?
I mean, it's not something that you're specifically doing.
I think
records is something different. I think as long as the creation of it and everything about every interaction that you've done with it has stayed within this time frame, you're good. But if you have any interaction with this object that proves that you are doing in-house gambling on your personal property, I guess, then people can know that you did it. Self-incrimination, pretty much.
The biggest thing, and this is across literally everything there is, bandwidth. And I don't mean that in just, like, a technical term for the internet. I'm talking, like, power grids, internet bandwidth. And even, like, specifically, I was thinking bathrooms. that, like, because people in general, I'm gonna guess, are gonna want to shower and use the bathroom only between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. more or less.
Oh yeah, and like so, that. Going to the doctor to find out about like pretend was something you're worried might be cancer. You want to go out during this hour instead of some other time because you don't want
the world. I feel like that's too petty. It's like that's sorry, but like you're just gonna have to some things you're gonna have to not care about anymore, and that's gonna be one of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I agree, but I think some people still want to. Like, that's just another sensitive family affair that you want to like be able to tell your family before the world, pretty much. But you're not gonna be able to. Some people are like that.
The password, like, I think the biggest thing is just the internet in general is gonna have to have a complete overhaul.
Yeah,
because banking sites and all forms of sites that require a password.
Yeah,
anything with security has to be open like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Is that local? Is that where at Big Ben's 10 p.m. to 2 a.m.?
Yeah, it's very specifically the London Standard time zone.
No, let's make it like it is relative to the time zone.
So it's feel like now it's some very interesting things, because now you just need to be rich enough to continually be traveling in the like the right direction on the world, right? And so you can always be in quote unquote private hours.
Yeah. I think
so,
that
so the rich people never have to worry about it, basically.
Well, yeah, what exactly. So there's potential, and like that helps like a bigger company that's already big, just because it has locations elsewhere. Like say someone in hold on, let me make sure I'm doing it right. Someone say working
do the
on
math on
this. No, just make sure I got the everything right. So let's say gosh, I'm like having,
let's see, one Tokyo minus one London.
Yeah, so pretty much like say equals... say you have a company that's global and you have people working this shift, this privacy shift every evening. Well, you're going to, when you're done, you're going to send it off to, before your shift's almost over, you're going to send it off to someone going to be working the same project out in the next time zone or whatever, whoever's working the same company in a different place. So another thing, so like strategizing in general, whether it be sports team or a company that you know you're competing with a different company, Apple and Android or Samsung, whatever you want to call it, they're like hoping that they mess up and someone actually stays clocked in too long and has documents out so they can read it. But so people invest in that. But in reality, they wouldn't let some simple mistake like that put their company under.
Trade secrets are an interesting thing, right? Because technically, like currently, there's no. Like, you can learn a trade secret and, like, it can be yours just because it's not patented or, like, copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide how it would play out with those.
Yeah.
What if you're on the International Space Station?
Then you go by the moon.
You go by the moon.
Whatever time zone the moon's in.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you are relative to it. Relative to the Earth.
Relative to the sun.
Relative to the sun.
Relative to the Milky Way.
Of course.
Right. Relative to the center of the universe.
Which is relative to this dimension.
Yes.
Relative to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which is relative to existence. Which is relative to non-existence.
And so if you want true privacy, you just have to make yourself relatively close to non-existence.
Yeah. I think this time frame could even show like who who trusts who trusts you and who don't, because if you're hanging out late one weekend and they're like, I'm not with you at this time, pretty much. Like, you know that they're not, they don't trust you to be on their, like, whatever shenanigans they're about to be up to.
Well, but you can just find out what they're doing.
No, right? Like, if this, like, no, like, as the privacy window comes along, if you're if Brent and I are hanging out on a Friday evening, we could stay up late because we don't have work in the morning, and we're old people. We could stay up a little later, and if 10 o'clock rolls around, like, all right, Brent, like, I'm peacing out, like, that kind of shows you that, like, I don't trust you whatsoever, because whatever I'm doing during the privacy hour, like, I you're not involved still. I think that still shows, like,
I don't know. I feel like I would peace out, because it's like, sorry, I gotta go to, like, trade stocks and, like, I don't know, use the bathroom. Yeah. Like, I haven't gone all day. Like, I don't know why you still want to hang out.
I don't know. I feel like there's just enough situations where, like, you know, you have to go to the bathroom. That just becomes something you just, like, well, forget it. We're just sending it. It doesn't matter if it's not private time. I have to release.
I'm sorry. I'm highly regulated, very disciplined.
You just, like, wear diapers, and you don't. No one sees or knows exactly that you're doing.
But you can't change the diaper. Correct. Until the private hours.
Correct.
Everyone starts wearing diapers. That's a big thing, and that makes sports really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Also makes watching movies easier, because you never have to get up. Right,
yeah, that's fair.
Actually, and you know, the other thing is that there's only one real place that you could truly trust to keep your records private, even specifically during private hours.
Oh yeah,
maybe even maybe Blockbuster could respect the privacy of video rentals, even outside of it's the one establishment that's exempt from the privacy.
Yeah, within the confines of their walls, everything yep. remains a secret.
Yeah. It becomes the speakeasy of the new era.
What happens in Blockbuster stays in Blockbuster.
What about the Blockbuster within Las Vegas? Is that, like, just like a black hole of information?
It's the black market, literally. You can hire a hitman there. You can get whatever you need. Yeah. You want a pet tiger? They got it there.
Dang.
No problem. Does anyone else have any ideas?
No.
Okay. Lindsay, any other final thoughts?
I think I've presented everything I could.
So while we were recording, I realized I did get an email from Single Key Keyboard, and so the sponsor we were gonna have this week, we're gonna have it 3 weeks from now, because they're nice like that. So Single Key Keyboards, have you ever thought to yourself, man, I wish this keyboard only had a single key? Well, thanks to Single Key Keyboards listening in on us, because we're not recording this during private hours, they decided to sponsor us, and now you can get 10% off a Single Key Keyboard if you go right now to their website. Have you guys gotten a chance to use it since they started sponsoring this episode 10 minutes ago?
You know what? I have, actually. And
gotta love express shipping.
The great thing about Single Key Keyboards is that during non-privacy hours, no one can decipher what I'm typing. Only I know what I'm typing. So
it's like early on in beta mode, and so, like, we're getting, like, an early version of it just to test build. And
yeah,
oddly enough, I'm sure mine has arrived at my place, but I'm at Brent's house, so I got to try his version that he had, and it's really interesting. I'm intrigued to try it out more when I get home.
Oddly enough, mm-hmm. I got the one with just a backspace. And I feel like my uses are very limited, but I'm very still enjoying my time.
For sure. So make sure you get yourself a Single Key Keyboard today. And moving on, we got segment C, and everyone knows segment C stands for 7 degrees of separation. And so this is definitely not an idea I ripped from a TV show on cable television, but what's cable television? That's right, doesn't exist anymore. It's mine now. And so the theory of 7 degrees of separation is that you know every other person on earth within 7 people on a first name basis. So I know Daniel knows someone knows someone, Jackie someone knows Chan. Someone, and then we know Will Smith. And so also, if you know of a connection to Will Smith, let us know, because as always, open invite to Will Smith on the podcast. Anyway, so the goal of today is people's too easy. We're going to do it with things. So on randomlist.com, I'm going to have it generate two random things, and we're going to have to connect them within seven ideas or less. And so, first off, we got paper and food.
We're starting paper with paper.
Trees.
Yep.
Fruit.
Starting with paper, going to fruit.
<We're> gonna... fruit cake.
So everyone has to take their own path too.
Oh gosh, I was just trying to make it unnecessary.
We'll do it one at a time. We'll do it one at a time.
All right, paper, trees, fruit,
seeds. You've done so growth. Many. You've done too many.
Bacteria.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. Just like make it unnecessarily longer.
Food, bacteria, food. That is the connection.
Yeah.
I don't think bacteria yeast. Is food.
Right.
Paper cranes, which is origami, Japan. Japan has food.
We might as well be doing wiki races right now.
Okay. Yeah. That
paper.
That honest
homework.
Would not be entertaining. Paper homework.
Mental exhaustion. Okay. Energy replenished, food.
I like it. Honestly, all right, we could change this on the fly really quick. We could literally turn it into wiki race, but you just have to guess something that's on the page, and yeah. All right, on the spot. So wiki race, if you don't know, is basically so. Explain what wiki race is
so wiki race is this it started off as an independent thing, but then someone ended up making a website. I believe the website is thewikigame.com. Don't remember, it's been a while since I played. But basically everyone gets into like basically a game lobby, and then it loads you into Wikipedia on a certain page, and your goal is to get to a certain other page in as few clicks and as fast as possible. So for instance, it might start you on the page for Germany, and then you have to get to Elvis Presley, and so you might go Germany,
and you
Europe.
Can only use hyperlinks in the Wikipedia article.
Yeah, you have to like get there through hyperlinks in Wikipedia.
Okay, so we're changing the game on the fly. Instead of getting to come up with stuff, we can only use the things that have hyperlinks on Wikipedia. So Lindsay, you can open Wikipedia as well. We're starting at game controller, and we have to get to screw.
Give me 2 seconds.
We have to.
You said game something. Controller.
All right. My vote is joystick.
Joystick for getting to screw. Yeah, game controller, and we're trying to get to screw.
Yeah.
Because
joysticks are usually...
Wait, are we doing this together?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we picking together, or is we just going off what Daniel's saying?
We get pick together.
Okay. You can... Alternatively, we could go to battery and then try to get to, like, battery pack, which has, like, a screw hole in it.
Yeah, maybe. It feels like we're close already. I'm okay with joystick.
Sure.
Okay, so we've gone to joystick, and then what connection from joystick to screw could we have? I feel like if we could get into
hardware, like maybe a motherboard or
yeah,
like PCB.
I don't know, on a printed circuit board.
See DualShock.
Hall effect, which is has to do with like magnetic fields and electricity being created. I feel like I don't think that would get us there.
I saw analog stick up there, but I don't know how that would get us closer than... All right, wait, hear me out. What if we went to some specific game console, and then through the diagram, we could find what kind of screw
it has. What about
it
ground, as in earth ground? Like, the electrical... I think that's a good thing.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's literally a you use screws in Earth Ground. I'm going to Earth Ground, so it's ground electricity.
Did you see that Hyperleak, Lindsay?
I did not.
It was next to a picture towards the top
of a serial port. You can just look up ground parentheses electricity on Wikipedia. Okay. So.
Oh, there's one in the picture.
Yeah.
So electrical circuit. Circuit breakers. I'm just thinking of hard single wire earth return.
If we got to, like, do you think it'll talk about, does it have a history section? Because it might talk about power outlets.
There's a design.
And power outlet covers will have a screw on it.
Section 5 is design. Capacitor, counterpoise.
That's for antennas, though, specifically.
I feel like we may have gone wrong at joystick.
I don't think it was any better or worse. So you could maybe go impedance and then get to material. I don't know. The biggest issue is, like, I think I could get to, like, steel or something, but I don't know about...
Wait, what about voltmeter?
I don't think that would get us there.
I'm still kind of on the battery pack. Trade of thought.
All right. We'll go volt.
Are we on? So we're going to screw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our goal is screw.
Unless you have a better idea from ground. Wait, the last one was ground electricity, right?
Yeah. I kind of wanted impedance, but what do I know? Okay, executive decision, we're going to resistor.
Okay.
And from resistor. Normally it's not this bad.
We're pushing 7. This is like 5.
We'll go back and find out.
Let me think how I would have gotten there. So it controller. And then controller to screw, like, I could get there, but I don't know if I could get there in a way that would make sense to get there through Wikipedia. Controller, I know for sure I saw Nintendo and Atari on that page. Nintendo Wii Tri-Wing screw. Actually, if we did go down the Nintendo train, it might bring up the fact that they use tri-wing screws instead of Phillips head or flathead.
Oh my goodness. I feel like he's so close. Everything they have pictures for.
Nothing at all. Nothing we've gone down has been close. It's just some things have pictures where it's like, oh, this device has a screw on it.
Yeah.
Instead of just being
like I said, we're so close. So, because we're on resistor right now.
I'm going rogue. I'm going my own path.
I'm kind of been going rogue too, and it's not.
Oh my goodness, whatever.
That's sorry. Right. Give us a new one.
Hold on.
I believe we'll give this one the Nintendo route.
We got one more minute and then we'll try another one.
Right. Where are you guys at? What page are you on, Brent?
Okay. I'm on resistor right now.
The first one you went to was video game controller?
Mount? Yeah. Game controller.
Game controller, there
it is. Oh, surface mount technology, come on, baby. Surely. Solder.
SNES. Nintendo.
Surface tension. People, we need to entertain the public here. Someone talk through your thought process as you're going.
I believe in the tri-wing screw process from Nintendo. I just have to find my way to, like, GameCube controllers or Wii, like anything from Wii on, because I'm pretty sure everything since then uses tri-wing. Oh, hold on, N64. Wii U probably gets us there. Hang on.
Currently on surface mount, which you would think mounting, hardware? You're pretty close, right?
I feel like hardware is just going to talk about the technical.
Deionized. Ooh, deionized water. Now we're talking.
Lindsay, what are you doing here? What's your
I am currently on power supply unit and found the term screw, but is not hyperlinked.
That doesn't count.
I know. That's why I haven't said anything.
Oh, wait. Oh, we're close.
I'm on through hole technology, which feels very adjacent to what I want. But
I am
it is not
computer
what I want.
Case screws. Screws?
Oh, come on.
Screw.
Right.
I'm there.
Give us your path.
Okay, I'll go backwards. Yeah. Screw, computer case screws, motherboard, power supply unit, 4 terminal sensing, resistor, ground electricity, joystick, game controller.
Dang. I don't want to give up, but I do feel like me being currently on magnetic flux means that it'll be a decent amount of time before I end up where I want to be. All right, we're restarting. We're trying another one. All right.
Okay.
We're starting at shampoo.
Shampoo, okay.
And your goal is to get to speakers.
Speakers. Okay. I see a lot of ingredients, right. Chemicals.
Yeah, we got history here.
What did you say? What was the second word that we were supposed to
do? Speakers. Like sound speakers.
Speakers. Okay.
Dandruff. I'm right. Thinking maybe if they talk about shampoo in your ear. that's what I'm thinking
like,
right here.
All
right.
Well, I'm going to hair.
Hair?
Yeah.
Imagine being that dumb. I'm going to parasite.
Okay,
Man, I have a hard time deciding things.
And then from hair, I'll go to gray hair.
Gosh, I haven't picked one for the first one.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm on Indian subcontinent.
Oh, actually, I'm still on hair. This is a subsection of hair.
I'm going my old strategy. I'm in India right now.
Okay.
I'm going to toxicity from shampoo.
Let's talk about the economic right. Industries of India.
Now I'm on the Marie Antoinette syndrome.
Health hazards.
The automotive industry. I don't care about... Ooh, IT. Would IT get me closer?
Okay, serious eye damage. I'm going to click eyes. Okay.
And everyone knows an eye is just an ear waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Autoimmune. What am I getting to? Speakers?
Speakers.
I'm spending so much time trying to get to ear.
Anatomical. And
you know what? I think Brent had the right idea going to countries.
Terminology.
Energy. Access to electricity. All right, that's where we're at right now.
All right. So I'm at shampoo, going to children.
What a motor. Because technically a speaker just vibrates stuff, right?
Human.
Now I'm on Richard Louvre.
There's no motor in a speaker.
Now I'm on the San Diego Union Tribune.
I'm on the history of technology.
I am on anatomy.
California.
Consumer technology. Oh, come on.
Gosh.
The history of knitting. Yes.
I'm not.
Media?
I feel like mine should have been so much faster, but I am just...
Timeline of lighting technology.
Torso, neck,
limbs.
This
may have been bad.
All right.
Click
Voice
brain.
Of San Diego.
Philips? Philips makes speakers, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
What does Philips do?
Okay, hold on. I'm not going to Voice of San Diego.
Radio station, come on,
oh,
baby.
Federal Communications
no way,
Commission.
No.
Radio?
Vacuum tubes.
Oh, I'm on radio.
I'm on vacuum tubes.
Come on, speakers on radio.
Sound recording and reproduction. Come on. I could go to music. Sound?
It has to
sound?
Be here.
Come on.
Stereophonic
sound?
Two loudspeakers?
Sound? Waves?
How does loudspeaker not connect to speaker?
How does sound not connect to speaker?
I feel like this counts.
Diaphragm?
Speaker enclosure?
Oh, come on.
Speaker drivers?
Loudspeaker?
Speaker. It went to loudspeaker. Hold on. I think loudspeaker is what
is
goes
speaker
to...
not... There's a chance, like, speaker specific.
Yeah, hold on. Check if...
And we're checking, There's computer speakers.
Okay,
which is a subset of loudspeakers.
Right. I got the loudspeaker first.
I
got the loudspeaker like 5 minutes ago.
I don't believe you. All right, here's the path for those of you following at home. From diaphragm... So we're going backwards. From loudspeaker, diaphragm acoustics. Then, of course, you got sound. Then, of course, you got sound recording and reproduction, vacuum tube. And then you got Philips. And then you got timeline of lighting technology. And then you've got... the history of technology, and then you've got electrification, and then you've got India, and then you've got the Indian subcontinent, and of course you started at shampoo. So,
and for me, so loudspeaker, stereophonic sound, radio in the United States, the FCC, San Diego, the San Diego Union Tribune, Richard Louvre, child, shampoo. So that was like 9 for me or something.
I was not counting. All right, we got time for one more.
Lindsay, did you end up getting to speak?
I was at a hearing. No, I was not really there. Ooh. Whatsoever.
Oh, imagine being that bad.
I won the All first right. round. What are you talking about?
All right, so we are starting at leg warmers, and we need to get to plate.
Oh, leg, that's such an easy connection. Is everyone at leg
plate
warmer?
As in like a...
Yeah, like a dinner plate.
A dinner plate. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. So we're going to socks.
I'm on synthetic fibers.
And okay. Now I'm on ankle.
I'm going to go to spats.
I'm on the old on United
the
States.
The Russo-Japanese leg? War... No, Japanese army, sorry. No, Italian. That's more...
The human body...
culture, come on, food, come on, cuisine.
Something
cuisine.
About face or mouth.
We're over here at American cuisine.
Stomach.
Cooking methods.
Chewing. Food.
We're going with grilling. Frying pan.
Balinese cuisine.
Pan.
Or Balinese, I suppose.
We're on cookware and bakeware.
Alright. Dishes.
Come
no,
on.
No, it's not in the dishes subsection.
You're kidding me. I have the where I see plate.
Is there
orange?
Oh,
juice?
Hold on. I need to find my way to a restaurant. Indonesian cuisine.
Meal structure.
Oh, modest local eateries.
Oh my goodness, I'm on hot plate.
breakfast.
Cafe.
Does anyone know of any glassware that's also a plate?
Any glassware that's also a plate? Plate is a glassware. Alright.
I feel like we always need to double check because, like, we're not getting them directly from Wikipedia. Double check that plate is something on Wikipedia. Yeah, plate, parentheses,
so,
dishware.
Cafeteria.
Oh, bake. I want.
This
is cookware.
Buffet.
Pots. Put a pressure cooker. No, but I need.
Oh, come on. There has to be plate and buffet.
Kitchenware.
Oh, this is killing me.
Come on.
Come on, Wikipedia.
Cake opener. Can opener. Cake opener. Dinnerware. Come on, baby. Cutlery and glassware. You're missing something. You're missing something, Wikipedia.
restaurant buffets.
You're kidding. Tableware, and you don't have a plate? Tableware can be made.
All you can eat restaurant.
Plates. Come on, plates. Come on.
Buffets.
You have a subsection labeled plates, but you don't have a hyperlink to plates.
Yes, I have a plate on this. Gosh.
All right, we're going back to restaurant.
I see tableware. Wait, you did tableware or dishware, Brent?
I've been everywhere, so
I'm going. That, I'm still plates on the restaurant don't exist. Trade. Cutlery, dude, according to Wikipedia, drink, well,
plates, dishware. Ha ha ha! The winning path, if you were curious, you go.
So we've each won one.
Start going from plate dishware. You were at tableware, then you were at kitchenware. Before that, cookware and bakeware, frying pan, grilling, American cuisine, United States, synthetic fiber, leg warmer.
Nice, nice.
Dang.
And that's how you get to plate, folks.
I was one click away as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give mine, because why not?
I plate. Go for it.
Saucer, table setting, tableware, dish, parentheses food, pizza, categories types of food, category world cuisine, bread, breakfast, Italian cuisine, Italy, spats, parentheses footwear, and leg warmer.
There wow. you go.
All right. Wait, what made you pick spats?
Because you guys were already like one or two links up, so I just picked
one. We already picked the best ones of synthetic fiber.
Yeah, I went to socks.
Leader was like, don't know what this is, I'm just gonna click it.
I'm still not at plate. This is ridiculous.
All right, well, and Daniel's gonna stay at not plate because he's just not a plate kind of guy, and that's gonna bring us to the end of the episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, follow Twitter. The manager's been on it, Frederick. Frederick is tweeting every single hour on the hour on Sundays, 1 hour of the day. And so, go ahead on Twitter, see what we're saying. It might surprise you.
Yeah, it'll surprise you. Definitely. We're saying some pretty insane stuff on there.
Exactly.
New breakthroughs in podcasting technology.
In all seriousness, be sure to follow the Twitter page, as the manager that may or may not be named Frederick is posting at or near the time that episodes are released with highlights from the episode, highlighted topics of the episode to get you excited for the episode. Let us know if there's something else you want the manager to be tweeting out. And the manager has been tweeting out to specific people, trying to grow our fan base, so you should do that too, because we're your favorite podcast, obviously, so we need your help. Don't make us carry all the weight. Our backs are hurting from carrying the team, and by our backs I mean the manager's back.
Frederick's back.
Frederick, poor Frederick.
Yeah,
there's so much canon We Bombastic Few lore being revealed in this episode.
Yep.
Final thoughts. Does anyone have any? Because you guys never
do. Yeah, I feel like we have to maybe, whether on the air or off the air, we have to settle who is the best Wikipedia racer, because we each won one. And so,
I mean, you kind of tied for one, Daniel, so I don't know.
I got there at least 30 seconds to a minute before Brett.
I'm going
to
give you each a half a point for that one. And then,
dude, no, there's no shot.
Yeah.
I said loudspeaker like four links before Brett. And then I was
unheard
trying
of.
To find my way to speaker. Doesn't matter.
Frederick's here, and he's telling me that we'll give this win to Brent.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Frederick.
Frederick's
always got my back.
In lieu of your bonus this episode.
Oh, well. Oh, no, my $0 and 0 cents. I don't know how I'm going to live without that. Lindsay, final thoughts.
I've said my piece.
All right. Shout out to Mom, Will Smith. Of course, this isn't a joke. Get on the podcast now. This is a threat.
I have
now.
A new final thought. If you've ever used lip balm, you should know, when using this product, keep out of eyes.
Or don't, because that's just the Department of Transportation Global trying to convince you. That's how you can see everything, is your eyes are just too chapped to see the truth. Anyway, with that, have a bombastic week. We'll see you next time.